This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio. Every Friday, we have some fun from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time right here on American Family Radio. We ask and answer. We ask questions, and you answer them, and you you listeners, and then you ask us trivia questions on American Family Radio. And we are going to continue now with to take calls. Who's up next, Bert?
It is Turner. Let me get him here. Turner from Mississippi. Turner, thank you for calling.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what Thanks part of Mississippi? You from Guntown, too?
I'm a little further north than that. I'm from Corinth, Mississippi.
Oh, wow,
please,
yes.
Please tell Ike and Tina hi at the next family reunion.
Turner.
Ask, answer, or do both.
If he's doing that, it's a seance. they're both long gone.
My goodness. Huh?
Yeah. I'm going to do both.
All right. Okay. Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the baseball question, the Cy Young question.
Okay, here it is. I love this question. It's one of my favorite players, too, by the way, guys. I just love this guy. What Major League Baseball player won the Cy Young Award 4 years in a row from 1999 to 2002?
I think that was Randy Johnson.
Yes, it
wow.
is.
Randy Johnson.
Is that the guy with the long hair?
Yeah.
He had long hair, but he was tall.
Tall and lanky.
Yeah, he was.
What do you remember about him, Turner?
Tall, lanky, could throw really fast, and he had that iconic pitch where he hit the bird.
That is correct.
Now, what about changing the subject a little bit? Who is the guy that rocked and talked to the ball and was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and just picked up some dirt and talked to the ball?
Mad Hungarian or something?
No, that was Mark the Bird Fidrich.
I knew it was something about Bird. That's what I
mean.
When you
pitched
said
for the Detroit Tigers,
okay,
for a year or two, but he talked to himself.
And to the ball.
He talked to the ball. Yeah, he talked to the ball.
What was amazing about Randy, him being so tall and have long arms, the ball was halfway there when he released it.
Randy Johnson, just some facts I know about Randy Johnson. He was 6'9".
What?
Yes.
I remember him being lanky, but he didn't look that tall on TV.
6'9", and you're right, Bert. So by the time he was – released the ball, it felt like he was halfway to the home.
It looked like the visual was as effective as his pitch. In other words, watching him, that it
Turner,
was
when did you're talking about that when he hit that bird exploded, right?
Yeah, that was a very cool and unique moment.
Now that freaked out a lot of what are those people? PETA. A PETA type.
That bird.
He did that on purpose, didn't he?
That bird never knew what hit him. That wasn't cruel. That bird.
Instant.
Bird is sure. Well, quite frankly, the bird shouldn't have been flying around on a baseball field. We need to put the responsibility on the bird.
He shouldn't have been between the pitcher and the batter.
All right. Anyway, Turner, way to go with that answer. You got it right 4 years in a row. You want to ask us a question?
I do. It's twofold, but this is a side thought here. You mentioned that Randy Johnson was 6'9" or 6'10".
Yes.
I'm just curious. I wonder who the tallest pitcher is in MLB
League
history.
I can't.
Okay, you know what? You may have been right. I know that Randy Johnson was 6'9" or 6'10". He was right in that range. Tallest pitcher. Do you know the answer to that? Turner?
I don't. That's not my question, but that'd be a good question. Maybe I'm going to throw that one in there.
Well, it'd be hard. Right, it seemed like there was a 6'10 guy somewhere. But go ahead.
Yeah. Here's my question. It's twofold. I kind of felt like the first part might be a little too easy for y'all since you're from Mississippi and might know a little bit of Mississippi State baseball history. But the first part of the question is, which two Mississippi State baseball players won the Triple Crown Award?
You mean in Major League Baseball?
No, SEC, at Mississippi State University.
Oh, okay.
There have been two players to win the Triple Crown Award.
Well, Rafael Palmeiro is one. Is that right?
That's correct.
Did Will Clark do it the next season?
He did not.
Oh, man. Thunder and lightning.
Okay, so you're talking Brent Rooker, I think.
That's it.
Wow.
Way to go,
Tim.
That's
man.
Awesome.
Brent Rooker.
Man, you always deliver.
And well, awesome. Full disclosure here, I'm a Mississippi State grad.
No, you do it with all kinds of teams.
Yeah, but I keep up with everybody knows who Rafael Palmeiro is.
If you follow baseball,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Brent Rooker is, I think, with the Brewers now. I'm not sure what major league team he's with, but he was an all-SEC, all-American type baseball player probably 6 or 7 years ago.
That's right.
Anyway, all right, Turner, thanks for calling. And you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Who's up next, Bert?
It is Carson from Kentucky. Carson, thank you for calling.
Hello?
Hello, Carson. Yeah.
Where do you live in Kentucky?
About 15 minutes from Paducah.
Wonderful. Yeah, hey, I'm from Owensboro, right up the river from you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, Carson? You want to ask a question, or you want to answer, or both?
Both, please.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
I want to answer JJ's question about the first city that they conquered when they crossed the Jordan.
Okay, here's the question. After the Exodus from Egypt, God led the Israelites through the wilderness to the Promised Land. After they crossed the Jordan River, which city did they conquer first?
Jericho.
Hey!
Way to go.
Did you hear that cowbell, Carson?
Yes, sir.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
You won yourself a real nice AFR ball cap. Hey, these are black and gray with a leather patch on the front that says AFR. Some of the nicest ball caps I've ever seen. You're going to love this.
Way to go, Carson. Yeah. Did you know that automatically, or did you have to look it up, or did you get help?
My mom helped me on that one.
Way to go, Mom.
You'll have to let her wear the cap. She can wear it forward, and you can wear it turned around backwards.
Way to go, Carson.
Hey, that's Joshua 6. Fascinating story. Yeah. Knew that as a child. Marched around the city one time, 7 times on the last day. But then you've got Rahab. And there's just so many stories of God's faithfulness. And one of the highest walls, walled city, so imposing. And they went across on dry ground. I mean, over and over, almost every few verses, you see God's faithfulness and his provision and how miraculous he is.
One of the most amazing things, real quick, Rahab said, we've been fearful. We heard you were coming, and we've been quaking in our boots. Now, that's my version.
Right.
In other words, they knew what was coming their way. And they were fearful, and they waited 40 years to do it when they could have done it earlier.
They were what in their boots?
Quaking in their boots.
Is that where the Quakers got their
start?
That's where they got it. Quaking in their boots. Hey.
Thing, you know, we got oatmeal.
That's it.
Amen. Quaker.
It all came from Jericho.
Amen.
Hey, thanks, Jericho. We encourage you to read your Bible every day, you listening to the radio. People that think the Bible's boring or the Christian life is boring, it's not. We pray. That's simply talking to God. If you want God to talk to you, if you'll open up Scripture and start reading your Bible, feeding from the Word of God, He'll reveal Himself to you. He will lead, guide, and direct you, give you strength, wisdom, boldness, faith. I need more faith. We all do. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word.
Preach it, JJ.
Hey, Carson, thank you. Congratulations.
Hey, wait, got a question for us.
Stay on the line.
Stay on the line, Carson. What's your question for us, Carson?
Do y'all know who killed the world's largest typical buck?
Who killed the largest what?
The world's largest typical buck.
Typical. What qualifies as a
Jonathan
typical?
Coke.
I think he's talking about instead of like an elk or something like that.
Okay, like the Crockett
score. Like a white-tailed deer buck. Is
yeah,
that what you're
we,
talking
we
about?
Don't know. What's the answer? Deer. Carson, was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Who was it?
Milo Hansen.
Milo, tell us about the spread or what? How much did it weigh?
I don't think it was a ball game.
And the antlers.
It scored 213 5/8.
Wow.
Man.
That's a lot between the tines. They do how far apart they are with the antlers, and there's
way
a,
to go,
a system
yeah.
there.
Hey,
nice,
you hunt here, are you a hunter, Carson?
Yes, sir.
I thought I could
What's
pick
the biggest
that up?
Deer you ever killed?
He was about 125.
You've gotten a couple 8 points, haven't you, Carson?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Hey, he's in Paducah, which is right close to Land Between the Lakes, and that is some of the best deer hunting in the nation
up,
right
Carson.
There.
Hey, don't hang up, and we want to get your number. Bren, take care of that, and Cindy will take care of that. But, Carson, thank you for calling, man.
Thank you, Carson. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Bert, you want for the last time for this show, let's repeat our questions.
Okay. Here is this one. The second part of JJ's question. What is the name of the second city that Joshua and the Hebrews fought after entering the Promised Land? And this is the other question I have that hasn't been answered. Who was the shortest, not in height, but the shortest time of serving president of the United States? I'll just tell you, it's in days. He served so many days. How long did he serve? Who was that president?
Here's what I've got. First question, what year was NASCAR founded? It's multiple choice. 1948, 1958, or 1968? Second question, if you experience epistaxis, and we all have.
That hurts.
If you experience epistaxis.
You're going to be
Is it, what? And it's multiple choice. What is that? What happened? Is it high fever? A, sudden dizziness? B, or nosebleed? C, if you experience epistaxis, what occurred?
So has anybody you've known in your life ever yelled that out?
Oh, yeah, but not in that context.
Yeah. They yelled out what? I got.
Yes, I'm experiencing epistaxis.
They say I'm experiencing?
No, I never heard that. Of course not. That's a medical term.
I think they might say I'm dizzy.
If that's it, don't give it away.
Or I'm dizzy, or I'm, what'd you say?
I'm dizzy, I'm having a nosebleed, and
I got high fever.
Yeah, I should have never got that COVID shot.
I was warned. RFK Jr. warned.
I hope it's not catching.
All right. We're not giving medical advice here, people.
Too late. I done it.
You done it. Done it. All right. So I'm going to give a hat if anybody can answer this question.
Oh,
it's been around a long time.
So great way to end the
evidently
program.
Evidently, it's a hard question. And I'll give you an extra hint here. This fella was the one who designed the first automobile, the world's first practical automobile to be powered by an internal combustion engine. He was a German man. That's the hint I'm giving you. So he's a German man. The name still lives today. Okay, so.
That's another good hint.
What was his name? And also, this television sitcom with four main characters was watched in, was the number one TV show in the year 1962 and 1963. Both years it was number one, watched by more Americans than any other TV show. What am I talking about? All right, back to the phones.
Okay, let's go to Tennessee. Mark, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what part of Tennessee, real quick, are you from?
Chattanooga.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful area.
That's a great area.
I'm just up there for a wedding.
Okay. Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which question do you want to answer?
Did we already do the baseball positions?
Yes, sir. Did you know who it was?
Peter Edward Rose.
That's right.
Yep,
yes, sir. What about another question that you feel you can answer?
We'll do with the car inventor. That was Carl Benz.
Yeah, way to go.
Nicely done.
Mark, way to go. How did you know that?
I'm in the automotive field. I do starters, alternators, and batteries.
Good.
Okay.
Hey, give a little shout out. Where do you work there in Chattanooga?
I'm the owner of Abco Automotive.
Okay.
Well, Carl Benz was a German man who And he did this invention. Basically, he was a mechanical engineer. And in 1885, he built the world's first automobile to be powered by an internal combustion engine.
K-A-R-L, and the letter you got with the Mercedes fellow, Mercedes-Benz. That's that same guy, Carl Benz.
Yeah, I don't know. Who is Mercedes? Do you know who that is, Mark?
I don't.
Okay.
Maybe that was his wife.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But anyway, there you go. You got it right. And he's commonly known as the inventor of the automobile, Carl Benz, the German engineer. Hey, I have a question.
Now, did you have a cap up for grabs on that? Or
yeah.
Or got another question?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hang on. Don't.
We're
going to
send Mark an AFR hat, a ball cap.
Yeah, that's great.
I had a question for you, Mark, real quickly, because I was in your city last month for a wedding. We drove downtown. Well, there's an old baseball park down there. Who plays in that?
Well, the old one is Babe Ruth played in that park, and so did Michael Jordan.
Wow.
That's where the old Lookouts played.
The Chattanooga Lookouts. Yeah.
Yes, sir. They gave a house away. The owner of the Lookouts was, you should look him up sometime, but he was quite the showman.
They gave a house away?
They raffled a house away one night in the 1930s or 40s.
But Babe Ruth played in that park. Now, they got a new park today. But what, are they an affiliate of a major league club?
The Cincinnati Reds.
Like a double A, something like that?
Yes, double A.
I got you.
That's very interesting.
It's right downtown. Chattanooga is one of the most scenic cities.
Yeah, you're up
it's
on that
right
rim.
On the river. City.
You're up on that rim, and you go down in the bowl to Chattanooga.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, you got a question for us?
Well, Chattanooga is actually called the Scenic City, and we have the ballpark that we have for the Lookouts right now is going to be torn down, and they're going to build a new one over on the river.
Okay.
And it's going to be beautiful. Okay, in basketball, when an official calls a foul and he extends his arms over his head into an X formation, what is that?
Basketball?
Mm-hmm, in basketball.
Okay.
A foul's called and the official extends his arms over his head. What is that called?
All right, don't say anything, Mark. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I'm thinking, fellas, that's like a...
is that a personal foul?
A personal foul, like a intentional...
Intentional.
Intentional personal foul. However you say that in basketball, I'm not sure, in football. Is that right, Mark?
All fouls are personal, but yes, it's intentional foul.
Intentional.
When they're not making a play on the ball, and then the team that gets fouled gets two shots plus the ball.
Again. Yeah. Otherwise known as a flagrant foul.
Well, it's not quite a flagrant foul. A flagrant foul, you can actually be tossed from the game because of it. So it's just intentional.
They're
not making a play on the ball.
Okay.
And that happens a lot when it's time's running out, and they obviously
That's
do
right.
that.
You yeah. try to put the least shooter at the foul line.
You've got to fake the intention and not in I know that.
Hey,
you should go for the ball.
Yeah,
Mark,
that's right.
Mark, one more time, the business you own there in Chattanooga, if somebody needs a starter or alternator, what's the name of it?
Mm-hmm. It's called Abco Automotive, and we have the cheapest prices on batteries in town.
Hey, there you go.
You got a new ball cap, too.
So hang on.
Headed your way.
Listen, that fella that gave away that house at the Ball Diamond, if you'll give away a carton of eggs along with that battery or that alternator.
Hey, you'll set attendance records.
There'll be a line out the door that'll wrap around your building there, Mark.
That's right.
All right, we are. And who's up next, Bert?
Peter from Texas. Peter, thank you for calling.
Good morning, magnificently esteemed professors.
Well, I didn't know what you were going to call us.
Thank you, Peter, for your honesty. Yeah,
keep going, Peter.
Yes.
You're doing well there.
Yeah.
Tennessee? What part of Tennessee?
Texas.
Yeah. These bifocals.
San Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
San Angelo,
country.
Texas.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
Yeah.
I'm going to both.
Okay. Which question do you want to answer?
The NASCAR.
Here's the question.
The NASCAR.
What year was NASCAR founded? 1948, 1958, or 1968?
I'm going to guess it, but I think 1948.
That's
what I thought.
Way to go. Little bonus question. Peter? I don't have this on my notes here, Peter. Do you know the roots? What caused NASCAR to be not really not really good roots, but what caused NASCAR? What was the birth of NASCAR? What were they doing in those cars?
They were dragging, actually, they were moonshining.
Running moonshine.
Running moonshine.
Back country roads, sir. And they were souping up those cars to go faster, to get away from the law.
Not big on safety, were they?
Or obeying the rules. But NASCAR was born from that.
That's where it was.
Hey, so Peter, you're a NASCAR fan, are you?
I was until Dale died, and then I just lost interest.
There you go. Okay. What's your question for us?
Yeah. It's I'm originally from Louisiana, so you know the whole Gulf South is littered with alligators.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What was the largest alligator? And it was up to 1,000 pounds. It was like 9 something. But where was it actually caught?
He's from Louisiana. I bet you it's in Louisiana somewhere.
But he's probably wanting to know where in Louisiana.
Yeah, where in Louisiana.
Let me see.
Peter, you know about...
You're talking about there off the Gulf of America?
Yeah. we're going to say... I'm going to say down there, like south of New Orleans, down there in the...
Bayou.
Swamp.
Swamp area. How? You better tell us, Peter, and I'm curious how long it was. It sounds like it's going to be 16, 18 feet long.
It was actually 18 feet, and it was caught in Pearl River, Mississippi.
Wow.
Wow, we were off, man.
Pearl River.
Yeah, I knew people that went. Yes.
Before that
time, they went water skiing there.
There's a lot of closure in that story because now people wonder about their missing pets.
Where are they now?
18-foot alligator.
He could hold Pearl
River. The Pearl River.
900, almost 1,000-pound alligator. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think we have, what do we got, a minute? Okay, go ahead, real quick.
Okay, Teresa, we don't have a lot of time from Kansas. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Do I have time to do both?
Well, yes, you do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I am a baby boomer, so I got to get that one out of the way.
Okay.
About the sitcom.
Go ahead. Question is, the sitcom with four main characters was the number one watch show in 1962 and 1963. What was the name of the show, Teresa?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Nice.
And we played a hint earlier in the hour.
I wanted to keep saying, has that, a hint been that. Given? Way to go, Teresa.
The show aired from 63 to 71.
I was thinking Honeymooners. I missed that one.
Anyway, go ahead.
The question I have is kind of a two-part question. We're talking about those little golden nuggets that we buy in egg cartons. And yes. My question is this. There's at least 8 parts to the chicken egg. Can you name 4 of them? And then
parts.
The second part would be, in which part does the embryo develop from?
You better tell us, Teresa.
Tell us quickly. We're out of time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it develops from the germinal disc. That's where the embryo comes from. But there's the yolk, there's the chalza, which is the white stringy stuff, the albumen, which is the white part of the egg, the yolk, the air cell, inner or outer membrane, cutica, and I think maybe did I name most of them?
Thank you, Teresa.
Chill. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. That was interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry we had to rush you there, Teresa. Go ahead.
The second city was AI. AI, I thought that was relevant today. And William Henry Harrison served only 31 days.
Epistaxis is nosebleed.
Nosebleed. All right, thanks for listening, everybody, to American Family Radio. Have a wonderful weekend.